Gwen Rosenberg is a mom. She has four boys to feed, so she'd like to be able to trust that the food supply is safe. But when Rosenberg heard that eight people died after eating peanut products earlier this year and hundreds more got sick, it confirmed her beliefs that the Food and Drug Administration isn't making sure food is safe.
There shouldn't be stories that come out that reveal that the peanut plant hasn't been inspected for years, or when it was inspected, there was rat feces. I mean, they're not doing their job.
Rosenberg wants the FDA to crack down on food manufacturers. She says they need to inspect more and shut down facilities when they find dangerous conditions. She was appalled when she realized the FDA has no authority to recall tainted foods.
The fact that they don't have recall authority essentially neuters the FDA. I mean, how are we supposed to take anything they say or do seriously if the end result is, well, we can't force you to do this? So, you know, thanks for the community service message not to eat the tainted peanut butter, but you're not actually making me any safer.
In the case of the Peanut Corporation of America, a test found salmonella in its products, so it retested. When that test came out negative, it went ahead and shipped out the products. But the FDA had no recall authority. Congressman Bart Stupak says that's just wrong. He's co-sponsoring a food safety bill that would give the FDA some authority in cases like this.
What the FDA can do? Shut her down. Prove to me that you cleaned it up. Prove to me, where did you destroy this product? Where did it go? Give me the facts. They can't give you the facts? Shut her down right now. Let's not wait 10 days.
But leaders in the FDA don't think recall authority would have made much difference in the tainted peanut product case. David Acheson is Associate Commissioner for Foods at the FDA. Once people started getting sick, he says most companies using the Peanut Corporation of America's products voluntarily recalled their cookies and crackers.
There's no suggestion that having mandatory recall is a panacea to solving food safety problems. It's one more tool that would be used from time to time when the situation warrants it, but it's not the answer to modernizing food safety.
Acheson says the real problem is that the FDA is so busy reacting to public health threats, to putting out fires, that it can't get ahead of the problems and fix the food safety system. He says the food system needs preventive controls. There are a lot of points in the food supply chain where hazards can creep in, when the food is being grown, processed, distributed, or sold in stores. Acheson says the food industry needs to identify control points for each food, where they're most at risk for becoming unsafe.
Is it a wild animal in a field? Is it the water supply for the spinach? Is it the temperature in my freezer in the retail store? And all of these things in between where things can go wrong and food can either become contaminated or if there is a low level of contamination, then bacteria can grow.
Once those control points are identified, Acheson says the FDA needs to do more inspections to make sure food is being handled safely from farm fields to grocery stores. But that's going to cost money. So Congress is considering charging companies fees to pay for those inspections. Food manufacturers don't like that idea. We contacted several companies, but none of them, not even the Grocery Manufacturers Association, would comment for this story. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.